Log Talk Radio.
Who's gonna stop the slaughter of the Libyan people? You know what I'm saying? Where are the leaders of Africa? You know they can't even solve the problem in Ivory Coast. How they gonna even solve the problem in Libya? It's a serious situation.
I can hear the crowd of people. I can hear the crowd of children. I can hear the crowd of the world.
What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Some say I'm controversial. What do you say? You know the truth and I know the truth. What we gonna do about the truth?
Hey, yeah. Obama in a timeout? I don't know. It sounds like a clown out.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if G. the Bush was around, what would be going on with the crisis around the world right now?
Yeah. I know he put child stealer in a lockup. Now there ain't no way he's gonna lock out.
Yeah, I want to say to our Christian and Muslim brothers around the world, just love one another,
make a better place for our children for tomorrow.
Yeah, you know.
This is Radio Talk 101.3, and this is your host, Bismarck. I'm sorry for the interruption. We've had some transmission problem. We had a bad weather these few days, and we had some problem to some electronics and the electrical problem, and we're working on them right now. And we want to apologize from Radio Talk 101.3. And also, we should have had Mr. Leo Mulba on Radio Live today for an interview. He's the former interim chairman of the Unity Party, Atlanta, Georgia, and former president of LAMA, Liberian Association of Metropolitan Atlanta. We should have had him on today for an interview, and unfortunately, he's sick, and we say we pray to God that he gets better, you know, and hopefully we can have him maybe next weekend for the interview. To Leo Mulba, we wish you well. Get well soon, and we'll get back to you so we can have this interview maybe next week or the week after, depending on how you're feeling. To our listeners out there, we're sorry for the interruption today, but we are trying to fix whatever problem that occurred during the heavy downpour of Ida storm. So we're going to end transmission today, and we'll get back to you on next week, Saturday. And by then, we'll have everything fixed and in place. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Of the Libyan people, you know what I'm saying? Where are the leaders of Africa? You know they can't even solve the problem in Ivory Coast. How they gonna even solve the problem in Libya? It's a serious situation.
I can hear the crowd of people. I can hear the crowd of children. I can hear the crowd of the world.
What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
I don't know. It sounds like a clown out. Yeah.
It makes me wonder if G the Bush was around, what would be going on with the crisis around the world right now. Yeah, I know he put child stealer in a lockup. Now there ain't no way he's gonna lock out. Yeah, I wanna say it to our Christian and Muslim brothers around the world. Just love one another, make a better place for our children for tomorrow. Yeah, you know.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Dangerous world.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Dangerous world. Dangerous world. Dangerous world.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. It is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We are living in a dangerous world. Yeah. That's Sugar Vaughn. We're living in a dangerous world. Auto AK Sugar Vaughn. Our engineers are working and technicians, and they're saying that we can, fly on a little bit. They'll tell us when to shut down. So at least we'll give you a little bit of transmission until. We need to shut down, but definitely next week, Saturday show will be ready and, everything will be fixed. So this Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Yeah. To my father upstairs.
Every time I'm in pain, every time I'm in pain, every day it's a miracle, miracle.
America. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, once again, good morning. It's Saturday morning. It's about 10:18 in the United States on the East Coast. And once again, good morning to the folks up in LIB in Liberia. You know, I guess it is around the afternoon time over there, and we want to say good afternoon to the folks in LIB, and we want to say hi to the folks around the world. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. I told you we had to apologize for the absence of our expected guest. We should have had Mr. Leo Mulba as our guest today, former interim chairman of the Unity Party, Georgia base, Atlanta, Georgia, and also former president of LAMA, Georgia also. He's sick, and we wish him well. And when he's okay, we'll definitely have that interview with Mr. Leo Mulba. It's Saturday. We're here. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Once again, good morning to all the good afternoon to all the political parties in Liberia. You know, the ruling party, the CDC, the coalition, the CPP, members of the CPP, ALP, Mr. Benny Ayuri, ANC, Mr. Alexander D. Cummings, Unity Party, Mr. Former Vice President Joseph Boycott, and LP, Mr. Yomli Kanga, Senator Yomli Kanga. There's a political atmosphere going on in Liberia right now that's leading towards the 2023 presidential election. There's two possible candidates amongst the candidates within the CPP. That is Mr. Alexander B. Cummings of the ANC, and that of former Vice President Joseph Boycott of the Unity Party. We really wanted to have Mr. Mulba here today as a former interim chairman of the Unity Party, Georgia, to ask him some, you know, serious questions about the Unity Party. Former standard bearer, former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, her 12 years governance and the allegations of corruption, serious corruption during the 12 years of former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, alongside with Vice President, former Vice President Joseph Boycott. We really wanted to ask him some questions because former Vice President Joseph Boycott is the standard bearer of the Unity Party within the coalition of the CPP, and he's running for the presidency of Liberia. Also, Mr. Alexander B. Cummings of the ANC is also the standard bearer of the ANC, who's also running as a candidate within the CPP. But former Vice President Boycott has some issues. You know, he served as former vice president with former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf for 12 years. And it's alleged that their government was one of the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt governments of Liberia, headed by former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and former Vice President Joseph Boycott. And you know, now that we've checked on Google, we've checked on international information on millennials around the world, and we went specifically to Liberia, and we got top 10 millionaires in Liberia. And Barca is number four. He has about $21.3 million, you know. So Barca, 12 years, made him a millionaire, you know, with a substantial amount, $21.3 million. So we had a lot of questions to ask him about how Boyka acquired this wealth of $21.3 million that the Liberian people should know about. And his position for 12 years in one of the most corrupt governments of Liberia, headed by former President Sirleaf, that he still has a good friendship with, a good political union with. And if I'm not mistaken, we listened to his recent interviews, former Vice President Boyka recent interviews, and he spoke of how he's getting the support of former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. He expects she will help raise funds for his campaign and all of that. So they're still buddy-buddy, you know what I'm saying? And he has never spoken out concerning corruption or involving Madam former President Sirleaf nor her kids, you know, her sons, you know, or concerning corruption within their government. They're loyal to former President Sirleaf, you know, who needs to answer a lot of questions also. But here is former Vice President Boyka trying to be president of Liberia after he was vice president 12 years under former President Sirleaf, serving in one of the most corrupt government in Liberia, now wants to be president. You know, and this should ring a bell. You know, all Liberians, how can you trust a man like Boyka to lead Liberia and, as president of Liberia, knowing his shady past? You know, there was a program from Spoon TV where we saw a former former deputy minister of Liberia, Eugene Fagon, during an interview where he incriminated former Vice President Boyka, you know, concerning a $30 million agriculture fund that was given to Liberia during the Sirleaf government, and Boyka was the head of that project. And Boyka up to now cannot give account of the $30 million. That was given for that project. So there's a lot of questions that, you know, I really wanted to ask Mr. Moba. And there's a lot of questions that former Vice President Boyka needs to answer. And knowing that kind of shady past, and also by 2003, he's going to be about 80 years old. He's already losing his sharpness, you know. He's an old man. Plus, he has a lot of questions to answer for. He doesn't have a good position to run as a president, as a candidate for president of Liberia. No, Boyka, Vice President Boyka, should do the honorable thing an elder would do. That's what Vice President Boyka needs to do. It's claimed that he served 40-something years in the Liberian government. He said no, he didn't. He said, if I'm recalling right, he said he served about 20-something years, not 40-something years. Okay, he served about 20-something years in government. I don't know if that's inclusive with the 12 years as vice president, but even if he had the 12 years as vice president, what has been his accomplishment? Nothing. Nothing. Because even according to Boyka himself, Vice President Boyka himself, he said, a vice president has nothing, you know, he can do. He's at the pleasure of the president. Okay, we agree. He said that he was like a race car parked in a garage, you know, and waiting to be used. So he was parked in a race car, and he said that if he was to be released on the racetrack, he would be the fastest car. Okay, he was never released on the racetrack, according to him. He was never given the opportunity to do anything as a vice president. According to him, he was in the garage parked for 12 years, receiving taxpayer money as a vice president, doing nothing for 12 years, as he claims, but serving as vice president, former Vice President Sirleaf, for 12 years, where they went six first, and she took him the next six reelected, and didn't do nothing, and now wants to be president. How can that happen? You served as a vice president with nothing to remember of you. Nothing impactful of you that we can remember that impact the lives of the Liberian people sustainably. Nothing. The present government headed by President George Weah claims that the former government was corrupt and left nothing really for their government to start off with. You know. But let's go back to what I was saying about former information deputy information minister Eugene Fagon said about former Vice President Boyka. It implicates him in corruption. Now, that's a former deputy minister of Liberia, deputy minister of information. The Ministry of Information is what? It's the branch of government that disseminates information to what? The country and the world. Accurate information from government. This man had access to these information, and that is what he said. And I'll take him for his word. You know? And it puts former Vice President Boyka in a position where, you know, I think he should do the honorable thing and say, look, I'm an old man now. By 2023, I'll be 80 years old. You know, I want to live my life with my family, enjoy my grandkids and all of that. I've been vice president for 12 years. I've served the Liberian government for 20-some more years. I think it's time now we turn the branch over to a new breed. I will give my support to Mr. Alexander Cummings of the ANC as a candidate from the CPP for president of Liberia to, you know, represent the CPP. And I will be open at any time for advice as a former vice president. That is honorable. That will be very honorable. And definitely, your voice, former Vice President Boyka, will be heard because you've been a former vice president. You know, you're an elderly man. But also, you need to answer questions for those allegations. You know, the former, your former government headed by former President Sirleaf needs to answer questions also. So do the honorable thing. Step aside and give the right candidate, the candidate that can take Liberia, that can lead Liberia into prosperity, candidate that is a leader, that wants to lead Liberia, not to rule Liberia, but to lead Liberia, a candidate that wants to change the lives of all Liberians into a prosperous future. That's Mr. Alexander B. Cummings of the ANC. I specify the ANC because that's his party. But I believe in the Kennedy, Mr. Cummings, Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. I believe in him, you know, and I'm willing to give him a chance because Mr. Cummings has never served in Liberian government, has never been implicated in any corruption within the Liberian government, you know, and that speaks volume. Mr. Cummings has the resume of an administrator that has served in numerous positions, serving lastly as vice president of a Fortune 500 company, worldwide company, that dealt with billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of people, with millions and millions, hundreds and millions of customers around the world. So Mr. Cummings is exactly what Liberia needs to create that change that Liberia needs to get on a trajectory towards prosperity with accountability and transparency. Mr. Cummings speaks seriously of tackling corruption. Mr. Cummings speaks seriously of tackling corruption because Mr. Cummings says that corruption is a serious impediment to the development and prosperity of Liberia, for all Liberians. So in order to change the trajectory towards prosperity for all Liberians, he needs to nip corruption in the butt. It's like a bucket with a hole. He needs to pluck that hole in the bucket to eradicate the corruption. And any member of his government that is involved in corruption will be prosecuted. If found guilty, will be sentenced. He's not going to tolerate corruption in his government. That's a very good thing. That's a drastic change that we need, that Liberia needs. Mr. Cummings is an administrator, a qualified one, that will put the necessary qualified people in position. Mr. Cummings will not involve in nepotism. No. Mr. Cummings will not put people there because of friendship or because he likes them. No. Mr. Cummings is an administrator. If you can't handle the position, you will be replaced. That is what Liberia needs. And everybody will be accountable. Cummings will change the salary rating in Liberia. The vast disparity between government officials and that of the civil servants. No, Mr. Cummings is going to change that. Government officials from the Ellen government making 15,000, senators and representatives, executives making up to 20,000 a month, that is going to change. That is going to change under the Cummings government. Government officials will make less than that. Civil servants will make more than that. You're paying civil servants $150, $200, nurses, police officers, immigration officers, members of the security forces, military officers, you know, all these civil servants, teachers and all of that. And you expect a productive government? No, you can't. In a sustainable country, an economy? No. You need to pay these civil servants more money. More money. And Mr. Cummings is going to do that. He's going to change the pay rate and take away that vast disparity and bring some equilibrium, you know, according to position, you know, and degree. That's what it's about. Mr. Cummings is the right candidate. Former Vice President Boyka, do the honorable thing. You'll be 80 years old by 2023. Try to enjoy your life with your family and your grandchildren. That headache of a president in Liberia, knowing the condition of Liberia right now, you are not the right one. Retire. You've served 12 years. Retire. Give the chair over to Mr. Alexander B. Cummings, the rightful candidate, the right person that can make this change for Liberia. This man is a genuine Liberian like all other Liberians. He was born in Liberia. He lived in Liberia, got his education in Liberia, did the same things like all other Liberian kids. Was fortunate to go abroad and further his education, which is noble and honorable of him. Got his education and got into the workforce and excelled to vice president of a Fortune 500 company worldwide. Wow. He's a role model to all Liberian youth, all Liberian youth in Liberia and around the world, and to all Liberians. Despite the age, to let you know that Liberians can go that far. Liberians can change Liberia. There are qualified Liberians that have the desire burning inside to change Liberia, to make Liberia a better place, comparable and competitive enough with the developed world. To take Liberia from a developing country, from a poor country now to a developed country, taking Liberia's budget from $500 million to $1 billion and even more. That is Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. Liberian people, listen to me. You know, there's this story about the man who was by the riverside, and he called on to God. He said, God, can you please help me get across? Can you please come and get me across, please? I need help. And he sat there waiting for God. A guy came with a canoe. Said, hey, man, what are you doing? I can take you across. He said, no, thank you very much. I'm waiting for God. Another guy came. He said, I'm waiting for God. And he sat there waiting. Nobody came. God didn't come. Because God has sent him somebody to take him across. But he refused. I don't know how he expected to see the help of God to take him across. But this is what you've been crying for, Liberian people, a true leader to change Liberia, to take Liberia into a better future, into prosperity for all Liberians, equal justice, equal opportunities, you know. This is the leader you've been crying for, you've been praying for. God has put him in your midst. The first time you call him a stranger. You call him a stranger, even though he's your brother, but you called him a stranger. He didn't mind. He lost the election. He still decided to do what he wanted to do for the Liberian people through his philanthropic organization. He has a whole lot of things he has done in Liberia where Liberians are benefiting from the STEM institution, science and technology institution, that he's very boastful of those kids, how smart they are, the microloans for market women, you know, the generator for BWI Institute, the mosque, he helped the people rebuild. A lot of things Mr. Cummings has done, you know, and is still doing, you know, still doing with his own money. He's a millionaire. He doesn't need the money. Mr. Cummings is a millionaire. Even during the last presidential election, the last presidential debate, Mr. Cummings said that he didn't need to pay. And he won't take any pay. He won't take any salary as president. He will rather that money go to developmental projects that will affect the lives of the ordinary people and children, schools, clinics, hospitals, you know. He's a millionaire, you know. All he wants to do is to change Liberia and put Liberia on the path towards prosperity. He's not going to be there forever. No, give him the opportunity. First term, if he doesn't do what we expect, change him. That's the right of the voters. If we hire Mr. Alexander Cummings to be president and he doesn't impress us, doesn't work impressively as a president during the next election, we'll fire him and hire a new president. But Mr. former Vice President Boyka, do the honorable thing and step aside. By 2023, you'll be 80 years old. Let Mr. Alexander Cummings handle this difficult change that Liberia needs, this difficult process that Liberia needs to go through to change and grow towards prosperity for all Liberians, equal opportunities, equal justice, you know, for all. Liberia into the 21st century, you know, a technological Liberia, a new Liberia into prosperity with accountability and transparency. That's the leader we need. That's the leader you need, Boyka. You need Alexander Cummings as president of Liberia. That's the only candidate that can make that change. And Liberian people, you have him right there. You have the candidate you need to change Liberia, to make Liberia a better place for all Liberians, for all people around the world. A man that can change Liberia and attract million-dollar businesses, billion-dollar companies that can go into Liberia and create job opportunities for Liberians. Companies that can bring in industries. Mr. Cummings wants to create the proper value for Liberian resources and Liberian minerals on the international market so that Liberia gets the actual value of the resources and minerals, because that money can be used to develop Liberia and develop human resources. The Liberians can make the lives of the Liberians better. That is the plan of Mr. Alexander Cummings, to change the healthcare system, to a modernized healthcare system, where Liberian government officials, including the president, if when ill, can go to these medical facilities right in Liberia and don't have to travel outside Liberia, as former Vice President Boyka and Ellen, former President Sirleaf, and the present government by George Weah and his rest of his government officials are doing, traveling outside of Liberia for health care. These are the things Mr. Cummings is talking about. These are the issues, Liberian people, you need to listen. Because if you make the same mistake, you will go through the same problem you went through during Madam Sirleaf's time and you are going through now during President George Weah's time. Nothing will change. Your lives will get worse. Your conditions will get worse. Nothing will change for you. The corruption will get more, worse. These people are stealing the Liberian people money like it's legal, like it's legal. They're taking it, and I mean, knowing that nothing is going to happen, nobody is going to do nothing to them, because nobody has done nothing to the past criminals, corrupt government officials before. Nobody has done nothing to them, so they assume that this path will continue, this kind of governance will continue. But no, That's where the Liberian people have to draw the line and say, no, we cannot take this no more. The looting of our resources, our minerals, driving us into poverty. Liberian people needs to say, no, we cannot take this no more. We cannot allow these people to do that to us no more. We need a leader, not a ruler. We need a man, a leader, whether a man, we need a leader that will change things for us for the better, that will be transparent, that will be accountable, will create accountability. Any corrupt government official will prosecute them, that will put people in jail for corruption. We need that kind of leader, a leader that will raise our annual budget from 500 million to a billion, from a billion to a trillion. That's the kind of leader we need, that will develop Liberia, that will create jobs, that will change the lives of Liberians, take them from poverty into prosperity. The former President William Arrow Tobo said, taking you from mat to mattress. Sustainable future to agriculture, you know, sufficiency of food in Liberia that we can even export out to other countries, being able to help other countries, you know, creating a competitive and a schooling system, you know, that can compete with any other country educational system, creating a competitive healthcare system, a modernized one, that can handle any kind of sickness, virus, and disease in Liberia. We equip laboratories and all of that, lab technicians and all, doctors, nurses, with attractive salaries, qualified, competent, and patriotic police officers, immigration officers, paramilitary, military officers, with attractive pay. These are the plans of Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. These are the things Mr. Cummings want to do in Liberia, to change Liberia, to change Liberia, to create a new paradise in Liberia, to give Liberians a new hope for a new future, not just by words, but by deeds, by action. You can see his actions already in Liberia, what he has been doing and is still doing. You can compare any other Liberian government official that has been there before Cummings came and compare them to what Mr. Cummings has been doing and is still doing. We appreciate everything else all the other Liberians are doing. But this man, Mr. Cummings, within a short period of time, look at what he has done for his people, for his Liberian people. Don't let these people who want to make Mr. Cummings look bad, make you think that Mr. Cummings ran away from Liberia and didn't want to help Liberia during the time of the war. Everybody that had the opportunity to run away from Liberia during the war ran away to have hope for a better life and to be able to come back to make a change in Liberia. Mr. Cummings was determined to gain a quality education, not just for him, but for his family and for his country, and to excel in the outside world, to bring pride to his country, to let the outside world know that Liberians, there's a country called Liberians where the citizens are qualified enough to excel to this kind of position, and transparent without any sign of corruption. This is what Mr. Cummings did. And Mr. Cummings was determined to gain that education and that knowledge and that status in the corporate world to be able to go back to his country, Liberia, and be able to make a change, a sustainable change, you know, that we affect the lives of all Liberians for a greater good, for a prosperous future. This is what Mr. Cummings wanted. And when the time was right, Mr. Cummings decided to go back to Liberia Even before he went back, he did a lot of things through Coca-Cola, through the company he worked for, through the companies around the world, affecting the lives of Liberians around the world. Because I've heard stories from Liberians around the world about how Mr. Cummings, during the war, affected their lives in a meaningful and positive way and made life even better for them in those countries. So there's the evidence of what Mr. Cummings has done. But let's go to what he can do for Liberia, this country that is drowning in corruption, drowning in debt. All these loans that the WEA government is taking from these Chinese and Arabs and whoever, the Liberian government will have to pay for them when they are gone. They don't care. The corruption that is going on is putting Liberia in a very dangerous position economically. It's taking Liberia behind. Liberia can't continue this way. No way. You see the government officials of the WEA government, how they are building lavish homes. You know, you can see how they are lavishing the money with girlfriends, buying homes, building homes for girlfriends, traveling around, spending the money right in front of you, Liberian people. Your own money, like the government officials of Liberia are stealing it. They are corrupt and taking your money and lavishing it right in front of you. You need to change them and bring in people that will be transparent, that will change your lives. Thought Dillon was heading in that fashion. Now I come to hear that Dillon is, Senator Darius Dillon is supporting former Vice President Boyka. Senator Dillon, you're making a big mistake. That's the wrong choice. That's the wrong choice. Boyka needs to retire honorably. The right choice, and all you Liberians, Senator Darius Dillon, Senator Yomli Kanga, Mr. Benedict Uri, all of you know that the rightful candidate to lead Liberia into prosperity to make that change is Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. But yet and still, you people are propagating against Mr. Cummings. Why? Why are you people trying to deny the Liberian people the rightful person to lead them into prosperity? A man that can give the Liberian the change that they need, that can create a better economy, that can save this sinking economy in Liberia. The Liberian people need Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. Not Vice President Boyka that served in a failed government for 12 years, in a corrupt government for 12 years, one of the most corrupt governments of Liberia for 12 years. Former Vice President Boyka served as Vice President, second in command. And you want to tell me that former Vice President Boyka knows nothing about all the corruption that went in? That went on during the former Vice President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf presidency for 12 years with him as her second in command. Former Vice President Boyka cannot tell me that. The statistics, the information have told me that former Vice President Boyka is a millionaire, $21.3 million. He is a millionaire. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is a millionaire. Those statistics are there. What we got was she has $27 million. Uri, what we got for Uri was Benedict Uri, $33 million. George Weah, $30 million. That's what we got, the information. But former Vice President Boyka is a millionaire, $21.3 million. Former Vice President Boyka needs to answer for corruption that went on during his 12 years as Vice President of the former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government. 12 years he served with her. He needs to answer those questions, along with the allegation raised by former Deputy Minister Eugene Fagon about the $30 million agriculture fund that was given to Liberia, spearheaded by former Vice President Boyka, that the Liberian people has no account of up to today's date. He has given no account of that $30 million. And other allegations. Former Vice President Boyka is tainted. He needs to answer questions. He's not the rightful candidate to lead the Liberian people. Age is creeping on him also. He'll be 80 years old by 2023. An old man. An old man. And I'm tired of people trying to compare these Liberian government officials and leaders with that of the United States of America. You can't compare them with them. No way. You're talking about a government economy that is in the trillions. We need, the Liberian people need to sit down and think twice before they go out and vote, before they choose the candidate of the CPP, before they choose the president of Liberia. This is the man, Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. I don't know Mr. Alexander B. Cummings personally. I don't. I've never met him, but I've investigated him. I've done my homework. I checked him out, Liberian people. I investigated Mr. Alexander Cummings because we want a good leader for Liberia, not a ruler, a leader. A leader that will lead Liberia into prosperity, that will change the trajectory in Liberia, that will make Liberia better. We want a leader, and that is Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. And Liberian people, I want you to think about it. Think about it. God has given you the rightful candidate to lead Liberia into prosperity, to be the candidate of the CPP, to defeat George Weah in the 2023 presidential election, because Liberia needs a man that can change going on in Liberia and make things better. A man that can make things better for all Liberians, that can create jobs, that can make Liberians work and earn their money and live better lives, that can take Liberians out of poverty, change the lives for the poor people. That is the leader, Mr. Alexander B. Cummings, the man that will not tolerate corruption, the man that will not accept corruption in his government, that any member of his government found being corrupt will be prosecuted, will be taken to court and sentenced to jail, and will be put in jail. Mr. Alexander Cummings will audit the former government when he becomes president. The first day audit in office, he will audit the George Weah government, not just because of corruption, but to know what he's taking over, how much he's taking over, to know, for the Liberian people to know also. And if there's any merit of corruption, any sign of corruption, he will prosecute them. He will investigate them and then prosecute them. And if they are found guilty, he will sentence them to jail time. They will go to jail. They will pay back the Liberian people money. If they can't pay back, the property will be seized. All the money they stole from the Liberian people and put it in banks, the Liberian government will seize them, will freeze them through the help of international governments, international organizations. So this is the man, Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. And that's why they are afraid of him saying all these bad things about Mr. Cummings, trying to make him look bad. They say all these things because they know Mr. Cummings is a serious candidate. He's not here for fun. He's here to change Liberia. And if he's given a chance, he will make Liberia better for all Liberians. All the opposition knows this about Mr. Cummings. The CDC knows this about Mr. Cummings. The Liberian people know this about Mr. Cummings. That's why some of them are trying to create a bad picture out there for Mr. Cummings. You know, don't listen to them. Listen to your heart and look at what is happening to your lives, Liberian people. Don't listen to what people say. See what is happening to your lives, to you, your family, your children. Whether it's getting better or it's getting worse. And did Joseph Boycott during his 12 years as vice president with Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, did he make your lives better? No, he didn't. He failed you. That's why today you are suffering in this kind of poverty. Choose wisely. Mr. Alexander B. Cummings is the rightful choice. He is the rightful choice. We got to get out of here earlier today because our engineers got some other technical work to do, and we are in their way. They are almost completed with all the problem we occurred during the winter storm. I mean, during the Ida storm. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, our listening audience, our Liberian listening audience, it's been a pleasure to have this conversation to you. And we look forward to bringing Mr. Leo Morva on to ask him these questions. And we look forward to bringing Mr. Alexander Cummings on also to ask him these questions. And Mr. former Vice President Boycott to ask him the questions he needs to answer. This is Bismarck here on Radio Talk 101.3. Join us next weekend, same time, same station, same host, Bismarck. Next Saturday, 10 a.m. Time in the East Coast of the United States, and 2 p.m. afternoon time in Liberia. So join us next Saturday, same time, same station, same host, Bismarck, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Remember, my Liberian people, is Mr. Alexander B. Cummings the rightful choice? This is a dangerous world out there.
Come on.